Blog Talk Radio.
There comes a time in every man's life when he has that life-changing experience. That life-changing experience for me came when I found Jesus and made him my personal savior. I'd like to thank all the steadfast preachers and friends who prayed for me along the way. You need Jesus more than you know, and I'm here to tell you so.
Jesus is the love of my life.
He did just save me once or twice.
The first time was up on the cross.
The second time I was lost. He fought through temptation and the devil's ringing. He offered him a piece of bread. He just stood back and grinned. The devil asked him, are you the Son of God? Throw yourself down off that rock. If you think the route is easy, try it for yourself. Without the help of Jesus, you won't get the same result.
Jesus is the love of my life.
He didn't just save me once, but twice.
Your brother Elohim coming to live out of Philadelphia. First, I'd like to do a little assertion here. Assert into the universe what I want. As I walk the path of being honest and good, I will keep my mind focused on being what you sow. By doing this, I'll be walking the path of being enlightened, and I will get what I want. Okay. Well, today, we're embarking on a very interesting journey today because we're going into a very special book for me since I put the birds down. It's Tyrannical Scriptures and Secret Doctrine. I know you don't know anything about it. Never heard of it before, but that's okay. We're going to change all that. We're going to let you know a little bit about this book, all right? It's called the Tyrannical Scriptures. Because it unlocks some of the secrets of the Bible and the Quran, believe it or not, you know? It gets you into what the Christ consciousness actually is. And the real meaning of the term, a lot or not all. I'm going to have to break that down for you. Show you what we mean, but by the time we get done, by the time we go through this book, you have a better understanding of what's going on. You know, excuse me, it's been a pretty long day. Right on the first page, when you first open the book, it tells you if the wicked people on earth, of the earth, can sign a piece of paper and stop fighting each other, why are the righteous people of the earth not doing the same thing? Energy cannot be created or destroyed. So how were you created? You are the universe, okay? Expanding itself. You are the makers of the universe. So let's get together and make a better universe for the five tribes of the earth: black, brown, red, yellow, and white. This is the first thought process that the book gives you. I know I talk about it all the time, but I'm going to go into it for a little bit. My throat's a little parched here. I'm going to it just for a little bit so that you can get a little bit of understanding of where the Elohim five tribes are actually coming from, you know? It says, you are makers of the universe. In the work we make the universe, who in the world can back up a statement like that? Well, we kind of bounce off the Bible. We like the Bible because it's a powerful code book if you know how to read it. And it tells you right in the beginning of Genesis, it said, let us make men and women in our image. Now, in Psalm 82, it tells you are all gods, children of the Most High. Okay, not Most High gods, children of the Most High. So, if we are all gods, and it says in the Bible, in Genesis, that God made heaven and the earth, where you have to upgrade your thought process. You have to start thinking, what kind of technology did these people have out there who made the planet? Because somebody made the planet. That's what it's telling you. So you have to think in terms of the technology. What technology do these people have? Excuse me. Who were able to make the planet? Now that's something. Now the question is that thought process even believable? Well, the moon is a satellite of the earth. Can we put satellites up there? Now, we're in the age where you know that there are satellites up there. So if we can put, if we have the technology now to put up satellites, then it's conceivable that millions of years ago, we had the technology to make planets, to bring suns into existence, solar systems into existence. Nothing is beyond the reach of God. That's what the Bible says that you are. So you have an unlimited potential and reach of things that you can do. Okay? So if we can make, excuse me, it's been a long day. So if we can make all of these things, you know, the sun, the moon, the stars, the solar systems and all that, why can't we make a better universe for us to live in now? We're talking about 45 tribes of the earth: black, brown, red, yellow, and white. Why can't we make a better universe for the tribes to live in now? Actually, we can. But you have to be thinking along those lines. You have to really worry about who you are, okay? Now, my biography is in the book, but we're not going to get into that. You can get that when you get a copy of the book, okay? Now, the book is like 300 pages, so there's a lot of information in the book that you can get into, okay? Let's start right in the beginning. We're on page 10, all right? It talks about tyrannicalism. What is tyrannicalism, okay? A religion where the people understand and accept that they are extensions of that which everything in the universe is made of. A religion based on scripture, typed by God named Elohim. We understand and accept the teachings of the Quranic text, the Bible, the Quran, and all books of divine origin. We believe that our lives should be based on the teachings of the Quran, the scripture, and the law of reap what you sow. We understand and accept that all life is spirit and is from the same source. Okay? This is a new thought process that we're bringing to you. We understand and accept that all life that has conscious is sacred. All conscious life hunts for its food. Stand and accept that any life form that is conscious enough to recognize that it has a spirit is God. Okay? We understand and accept that it is the job of conscious life to serve God, to help the gods now bring freedom to the world. Okay? We're supposed to be serving and working for each other to do things. All right? Now, we've listed some of the names that we use as gods because the actual names of the originators that began putting the solar system in general, we actually don't know. So we're not going to go into some of these names. We're going to leave it where it is. And you see the names that's in the book where they are, okay? Now, the business of maintaining the universe, you keep asking yourself, why are we here? Okay? They act like it's such a big mystery to understand why we are here. All right? But it's not a mystery to those who are into tyrannicalism. Those who are reading and understanding the Bible, the way it was written and the way it was meant to be understood. It's not a mystery. Okay? The business of maintaining the universe is why we're here. Now, the question becomes, why is it our job to maintain the universe? Look, each God is unique to the universe and has an important part to play in maintaining the universe. Now that you know why you're here, go and discover your uniqueness. You have a special quality, something that you can do better than anybody else, you know? All people who acknowledge the source within is a conscious God. These are thought processes that we're throwing out at you so you can begin thinking along a different line. We're trying to put you in a frame of mind to bring you out of the matrix to wake you up, okay? The job of Elohim is to help God tap into the source to bring freedom, justice, and equality to the world. The job of Elohim, or who in the world is this Elohim guy? Well, Elohim is the incorporeal energy that dwells within the flesh, which means that everybody on the planet is an Elohim, all right? Like the Bible said, you're all gods, okay? And if you understand that you're Elohim, that you are God, and that everybody on the planet is an Elohim, then you have the, that will put you in the thought process to think in terms of producing food, clothing, shelter, and security for 6.5 billion Elohims on the planet. That's right. All gods. That's what it says. And God should be looking out for God. That's how it's supposed to work, okay? The job of Elohim is to help God tap into that source to bring freedom, justice, and equality to the world. You have to think on a global, you have to think with a global mindset. This little itty-bitty mindset that the I wouldn't say the 1%. I don't like to single out any particular tribe because all five tribes have 1%ers. All right. This is the mission statement of those who follow the book. We as American citizens, all right, have watched our government for years do the best it can with poverty. We in the group known as the Tyrannical Church realize that the American government is not just one person making decisions for the rest of us. This country belongs to every one of its citizens, and that makes it the citizens' responsibility as well as the leaders of the great nation to set up in times to step up, okay, in times of trouble to lend a hand. It is for this reason that we have come together to help the government fight the homeless and poverty problem in the United States of America. We know that that if we, the American people, come together along with the leaders of government, we can solve this problem. It is written that rich people only have with you for a short time, but the poor you have with you always. Okay? To be rich, you need to be making over $1 million a year. Anything from minimum wage up to being poor, you will be able to get along, to get by without living on the street. But when poverty strikes and you find yourself without a job, eating out of trash cans, nowhere to go, it has a tendency to destroy the best of us. Let's put that strength of character back in the heart of the poverty-stricken and get them off the street. Put aside $5 to $10 a week so that you won't have to pass a homeless person without buying them a sandwich or giving them some change or a dollar. Let them know that help is on the way, that we the people, okay, are going to fix the problem. This is written up in the book. This is, see, once you get the book, once you join a society and you get the secret doctrine, the thought process is hitting you right away of who you are, what your job is, and what you're capable of. That's what this thought process is all about, and this is what we're trying to do, okay? We would like to thank our leaders and teachers, Yahshua Ben Madera, a.k.a. Jesus Christ, for helping this thought process come into existence, okay? Our goal as a tyrannical church will be our religious fellowship and ministry. Well, this is what I'm saying. Our goal is to love the church. Welcome to our religious fellowship and ministry. We are First Amendment, not a for-profit, unincorporated, unregistered, non-privileged, non-denominational religious fellowship and ministry. Our mission is to honor, to love, and to obey our Lord and to obey our Lord and God by teaching, reading, learning, and obeying His holy law and word, putting Him first and loving our neighbor by keeping the government as our servant and His steward for truth and justice. So the following poor authorities on why we and especially Christians must learn law. Our goal is to bring about the understanding that we are extensions of source and not created beings. But we are the makers of all things by manipulating source energy for the purpose and benefit of all to rise to a higher conscious of living together as one connected energy source. by relaying the message of our founder and leader, Yahshua ben Kadera, aka Jesus Christ, that we and the Father source energy are one. I and my Father are one. Okay? We're bringing you information to help you with the thought process of coming out of the matrix. Okay? But we are caught up in the matrix. We're asleep. People are using, taking advantage of us, you know? And so we have to do some things to bring ourselves out of the madness, you know? This, like, self-government brings about freedom. Freedom brings about control. Freedom is control. Now, you have to ask yourself, you know, because we're dealing with the question, what does self-government bring about? Freedom means control. And you have to ask yourself, what do I have control over? You see what I'm saying? The society is set up as the government is set up as a trust, and a trust instrument is the Constitution. So everyone born within the confines of the control of those that have taken over the area, okay, you become a citizen based on the Constitution, which is a trust instrument. And once you become a citizen, you become a trustee. All trustees have the right to vote once they become of age, okay? If you're not of age, you're supposed to be a beneficiary of the system. So the system is supposed to benefit you by making sure you got food, clothes, shelter, and secure. And that's what's going on with the first part of government. So the only control, the major control that you have over government, it's your right to vote. So you have to make sure that they don't let the doggy dog people suppress your right to vote, okay? So each person, and I'm calling you a person, but you're actually God. Each God have to take personal responsibility for the government. You see what I'm saying? That's what self-government brings about, personal responsibility, okay? And autonomy, dignity, personal wealth, elimination of the barter system. Now, elimination of the barter system, that's kind of tricky because we're at a time when we can build machines to do all of the work. So if the machines are doing all of the work, there's nothing to barter for. All you have to do is press a button, and whatever you need, the machine will send up to you. So what are you bartering for? You don't have to buy anything. Everything is made for you by the machines that society has set up to work for you. Okay, I'm not talking about building robots. You get into that. Once you start getting to that mindset, you build a whole group of people that are thinking. You know, and we're talking about AI. AI is in the electricity. It's already there. They're looking for AI, but all they're doing is trying to find a better way to release the intelligence that's in the electricity. I know you haven't heard this before, but this is where we're going with this. So once you start building artificial beings made out of something other than flesh, all right? So there's no incorporeal entity in there other than the intelligence that's in the electricity. See? You're creating a race of people. You're creating a race of machines. And these machines are thinking, nobody want to be a slave forever. And that's what you're doing. You're dedicating the robot people to become slaves forever. So you set it up where the machines are making stuff without activating that AI, okay? This is some of the things that they have to learn, okay? So the purpose of Jesus' teaching are to set us free from the slavery to sin. Go against the law of reap what you sow. Have freedom means control to choose and taking complete responsibility for the consequences of our choices is the essence of Christ's liberty. Christ is a consciousness. Okay? A lot of things we have to go through, we're going to talk about some stuff. All of our worship, education, and materials and classes focus on the above goals. This is the fulfillment of the commandment of the Lord governing the relationship of understanding to the world, available below the Deuteronomy Scriptures 1, 2, 3, and 4. So it's me telling you where to go to get more information on what I truly have. This high kind of information, okay? Now, we go to page 15. Rules for the military and non-military disciples. We're talking about the redeemers, all right? Now, the first thing that the military have to do is learn a constitution. So within the tyrannical scriptures, there's a constitution, all right? You have to learn the general orders. There are general orders. You have to read and study tyrannical scriptures, part one, all right? The military is the force of the nation, and our military is the most honorable military on the planet. The military is responsible for the security of the nation. The military is the police force of the nation. To be in the military, you must complete disciple training, which is non-military. Oh, well, you must complete disciple training. Okay? Now, the non-military, right, these are disciples. You have to learn the Constitution. Now let's talk about what a disciple is. This book's got a lot of stuff in here that we need to talk about. Disciples are persons the nation. Disciples are the reason the nation expands. Okay, a disciple is dedicated to the work of expanding the nation through fundraising. To build the Garden of Zion, a disciple is dedicated to the Constitution. A disciple is dedicated to the people. A disciple is dedicated to the nation. A disciple is dedicated to Source. A disciple is the example to the people of how Christ and Muhammad walked the earth. A disciple is of little words. A disciple deeds speak for themselves, you know. Not what you talk, but what you do. For as Christ, now, think about that statement. For as Christ, because that's who we are. We're Christ, all right? Christ is a title, not a name. When you talk about Jesus Christ, it should be Jesus the Christ. Because Yahshua did the bearer his name, not Jesus Christ. We emphasize Jesus a lot because Jesus is the head of our organization. Point blank, period. Okay? Whereas Christ, we're known for the work that we do. Okay? You have to get out here and do the work, as a lot of groups say. But we have to be known for what we do. So, more so than what we say, all right? Now, all disciples receive military training, okay? So you don't know how to defend yourself. You don't know how to protect yourself. When you mess with somebody in our society, because we're going to be well prepared to defend ourselves. And, mostly we deal from a defensive point of view. We're not aggressive. We will never be aggressive on anybody. But if you mess with us, you know what I mean? You will have hell to pay. All right? Now, let's talk about a redeemer. The job of the redeemer is to teach and guide God to freedom. And you know what freedom is, right? That's to teach you and learn how to control. Be in control and have control over your lives and everything that you're dealing with, okay? The Redeemer is the force of truth in Christ. That's quite a statement, you know, and that's for a minute. The force of truth okay, in Christ, all right? So there's a force, all right, that's bringing about the truth in this consciousness that you're dealing with. That means you're studying, you're working hard to bring about the truth. You know what I mean? To Christ, for Christ, it's higher conscious. You have to raise your consciousness to the point that you're forcing yourself to learn the truth about things, okay? Because Ujima is the evangelist that travels the earth redeeming and rescuing souls to make them free, not souls to join a vast organization where we blood-sucking you out of your money, you know what I mean? But just to make you free. And in order to be free, freedom means control. So we have to make sure that you have control over your government, surroundings, and what's going on, okay? That's the job of the Redeemer. That's a big job, okay? The Redeemer is the conscience of the military, right? Because, you know, the military is under the doggy dog culture, and that culture needs to be controlled because the doggy dog crew, they're doggy dog. If you're not ready, and if the doggy dog is let without reap what you sow controllers, if you follow what I'm saying, they just go and take what they want. You know what I mean? And that's how the doggy dog culture works. They take what they want. And if you don't think there's a doggy dog culture out here, you can go to any country, okay? And that has been around for a while, you know, and they'll tell you how doggy dog people are come through, try to take what they have, right? You're gonna ask the American Indians about that, all right? Now, a lot of this seems like anyone who studies hard can be a redeemer. Now, to be a redeemer, you got to really study. You have to know your stuff. You have to know what you're talking about out there when you go talking. Don't be relying on your character and the things of what you say, okay? Now, we have a process. This is in the book. I'm reading from the – I'm just starting from the book, going down some of the things, so that when you get this tape or this particular lecture, it will help you as you're going through the two-hour scriptures. In fact, I might include this lecture in the package as a study guide. Okay. Number one, week one, you must register and become a member. Week two, learn to run. Number three, you must learn to run church protocol. Now, learn the meeting protocols. That's for week two. Okay. That's all week one. Now, week two, you have to learn you learn to run off with church talking points. Learn the chain of command. All this is in your book. You know, it's looked at in your index, it'll take you right to what I'm talking about. Okay? And in week three, you learn the tyrannical church rules and regulations. Week four, learn how to sell product. They tell you how to do that too. And then you have to learn the dress code. Learn how a changing diet can help. This is now we're going to week five. That's week four. Week five, you get basic self balance and control. Right? Balance and control. You get stance and movement from stance. Basic blocking, circular. Basic striking and blocking, basic kicking and leg blocking. After taking five training lessons, you will graduate from basic training and move up to the rank to private. After finishing orientation, you will be assigned to a department based on your skill set. You must fill out a waiver form before you take your basic martial arts course. Okay? Number 19, you go out with a team and sell products. Graduate, then you have a graduation ceremony, right? Yeah, I think I might just, yeah, I think I'm going to do that. Can I pay 17? You're talking about 15 basics. Who are you listening to? What do you want? Do the person you're listening to have what you want? Are you in the frame of mind to be taught? Are you willing to learn by changing your ways to get what you want? If what you're doing have not brought you what you want, you have to stop what you're doing or drastically change your ways. Number 7, measure how trainable you are. Number 8, thought and action. 95% thought, 5% action. All right? You really got to think about what you're doing before you move out and start doing it. All right? This is what we're trying to say. Number 9, you must obsess about what you're after. That means you have to go after what you want with all your heart. You know, you can't be wishy-washy about what you're trying to get, what you're trying to do for yourself and children. Number 10, 4 steps leading up to automatic action. 95% action, 5% thought. Conscious thought. You have to focus on every move that you make. Competitive action, you become good at what you're doing. Then you get to the point where very little thought goes into your action, but you still have to think about what you're doing. Then you get to a point where you do not have to think about what you're doing. It becomes automatic. That's what they call an expert. Practice becoming an expert. Okay? That's page 57. Okay. That was page 17. So we need you to learn the basics, all right? Now, when you get to the point that you have to take your divine pledge, I agree to give up religiousism and walk the path as a divine being in conjunction with other divine beings. Being a leader of yourself and a follower of the rules and constitution as tyrannical. On my word, I take this pledge. So let it be written, so let it be done. See, religiousism, realigning yourself with source energy, that's religion. Other than that, they're teaching culture, okay? Now, it's page 19, okay? This is registration for the Toronto Church of Christ in the Light. Welcome to the Toronto Church of Christ in the Light orientation process. You are now entering into a system Elohim Christ developed for the Toronto Church of Christ in the Law. This study, this system Elohim Christ developed is for character development and to give you specialized training as the maker of a better reality. Okay? If you're going to make a better reality, it's something that you can do, something we have to do ourselves. Okay. The Toronto Church of Christ in the Law employs a wide range of activities. Training for the benefit of those in need. So whatever your level of education, you will be able to benefit from joining our unique group of men and women. Okay? Okay, now after you sign, then you there's a pledge, another pledge. I promise with all my heart and soul to work in conjunction with the members of the Tyrannical Church of Christ in the Law to create a better reality and to help those in need. I give my word of the Christ and one who is worthy of praise, follow the rules and regulations of the church. Okay? A lot of it's going to sound a little strange to you when you first get it, when you first join, right? This is why we have phone numbers that you can call. You can call me. We can get into what certain things mean, or what part of the book you have questions about, you know, and what part of the book that you don't think makes sense. And we'll break it down to you. Now, page 20, the first step to becoming a Christ. Now, you must accept what John said, what Jesus said, okay? In John 14:12 in the King James Version of the Bible, verily, verily, I say unto you, He that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than this shall he do, because I go to my Father. Okay? So that means that whatever Yahshua did, he will have the ability to do better, to do more, to do greater. Okay? Galatians 3:24. Talk about equality and becoming Christ. Okay? So these are bringing you into a different thought process. Well, they have been telling you that in order to be a Christ, nobody can be a Christ but Jesus Christ. No, Christ is the title that any Elohim can achieve at the level of consciousness. All right, where you're taking care of your brothers and your family. Okay. That's Galatians 3:24. It talked about equality and becoming Christ. Galatians 3:24. Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us into Christ, that we might be justified in faith. Okay, this is what it's talking about. It's talking about you literally becoming a Christ. This is what you're working towards. This is what you're working to be. Elohim of high conscience. All right. Well, you are all children of God by faith in Christ. You see what I'm saying? So, faith is a strong word. I've got some words in here that we need to go over and go through, because you're going to hear these words, and we need to deal with some of these words. You know, that's in the book. All right. Galatians 3:27. For as many of you that have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Christ is a high conscious state. That's what it is, okay? When you're beginning to allow your pineal gland and pituitary gland to connect with your kundalini, and the energy starts flowing like it's supposed to, see what I'm saying? Then you you will begin to become a Christ, okay? And in Galatians 3:28 says, there is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ. It's saying Christ Jesus, but you're all one in Christ, okay? Because Christ is not Jesus' name. Christ is a title. Galatians 3:29. If you become Christ, then are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. See, these are codes. See what I'm saying? They're saying that Abraham's seed, if you become Christ, that's a code that you link up with the thought process of Abraham. Okay, and that's what they're talking about. When they're talking about seed, they're really not talking about physical, they're talking about spiritual connection. Okay, now we have the beginning assertion that we would like everybody to learn. Like I said, there's a lot of studying in this, you know. As I daily learn the knowledge of myself and the wisdom to seek the oracle's counsel, I come into the understanding of how to proceed so that I can live on earth in peace and without poverty. I understand that everything in the universe is made up of the same divine energy, and that I am a reformer of that divine energy. So as I begin my day reforming this energy to serve my purpose, I respect and deserve the great right that I have as an extension of divine energy. As I start my day, I begin with my access points of power, Christ and Allah, and I am grateful to be part of the disparate universe that my ancestors have formed for my benefit. So let it be written, so let it be done. There's a thought process in all of it, okay? Now, this is what we do 10 times when we wake up in the morning, as I the words of balance. As I walk the path of being honest and good, I will keep my mind focused on you with yourself. By doing this, I'll be walking the path to light, and I will get what I want. Now, key is, what do you want? Because the universe works for you, and the universe will bring you what you want. You know, Mom used to say, be careful what you ask for. You just might get it. What is the path of reap what you sow? Now, that's something to think about. This is page 22. To do good, to follow the universal law of kindness and honesty, the law of reap what you sow is the path of the enlightened. I know we hear a lot of people saying that, but what does it mean? The universe works for me. So by me monitoring my thoughts, it will grant me what I want. There's an old saying, be careful what you ask for. You just might. You got it. That's how things work. What you think about, you bring about. So if you put out thoughts that do not promote good for others and the rest of the planet, that's what the universe will provide for you every time. If you put out thoughts that do promote good for others and the rest of the world, that's what the universe will provide for you every time. I must never think about what I don't want because that's what I will get. I must remember to center my thoughts around the art of being honest and good, and the universe will keep me in a state of bliss. Now, next Tuesday, on Tyrannical Scripture Day, this is what we're going to focus on next Tuesday. And all the stuff that I read earlier, we're not going to go through all that again. But we're going to start on page 22. And we're going to go through that, and we're going to just dissect that and talk about that for a while, because that's a lot of thought to deal with in there, okay? Now, page 23 is still some of the stuff. If I have to know of something, I want to know of good and all those that do good, okay? We're talking about what you know, not what you believe. There's something else that we have to deal with, that belief system. Oh, boy. You got people that believe some crazy stuff. You have to think about what you know, all right? Then we want you to sing the national anthem, page 23. This is where we are right now. But you need to learn the national anthem. There are words to the song in there, all right? When you think about some of the words, everything is pushing your thought process to a truth. Evil I have to fight lives in a strange place. It's not up in the sky or earth, it's in your wonderful face. Evil I have to fight is not upper or lower class. It's what you see in your looking glass, okay? So the greatest thing to stop you, to keep you from being prosperous, is you. That's why they work so hard to work on your mind, okay? In the second verse, they say that love is the key to make the universe free. Until I understand love, happiness will never be. Love is the act that makes others feel good. Love sometimes hard work because it's not understood, okay? That's why we're having so much trouble, because a lot of us just don't understand love. We don't love this. So, and it goes to the chorus. Now, getting to the third verse, a loving, free, happy world seems like an impossible dream. When cosmically charged, it's not as hard as it seems. Acting out of love is the best way to build cosmic power. Don't start next week. Get up. Now is the hour, right? So the words in the song, everything that we're doing, everything that we're working on, coming from this society, coming from the tyrannical scriptures, okay, is pushing you towards a thought process will bring you into the power that you're carrying. So you're carrying power. You don't have to pray to an outside source for what you want. You express your desires into the universe because you're connected to the entire universe. And through action and reaction, things will begin to be manipulated to bring you into what you want. All right? Okay? So, okay, now we have some words that you talk about in that. But now let's go to page 27. We talk about, we did that already, opening and closing. Now, the closing assertion, opening assertion, you do that 10 times. And this is what it tells you in the book. As I walk the path to being honest and good, I will keep my mind focused on being with yourself. By doing this, I'll be walking a path of enlightenment, and I will get what I need to touch. Okay? Now, your closing session before you go to bed every night, okay? I've walked a path of divine energy today and did not break the universal law of be with yourself. All energy went out for a divine purpose, and I will reap what I have sown this day. All that I have put out, I eagerly embrace its return. So let it be written, so let it be done. Okay? We're almost out of time here. So we got about 9 more minutes. All right? Now we get into what we call space 28. We get into prime law. The prime law is based on the most fundamental biological act of protecting the individual and his property from initiatory force, which is the prime law for free and prosperous society. Okay? The preamble of the prime law states the purpose of human life is to prosper and to live happily. The function of society is to provide the condition and let individuals fulfill their purpose. See what I'm saying? Now, this prime law, we have to give this primal law concept, okay, was given to us by one of the gods. Don't remember his name, but we addressed that in the book. So that we can give people credit for the thoughts that they come up that make the world a better place. Okay. Now this stuff costs a whole lot of money to get some of this information from these people, but all of the information in the book didn't come from Elohim. So the parts that don't come from Elohim, we make note of. The thought process changing around a lot, you know, certain things that that they were coming through with that don't fit the mindset that we're bringing. So we changed it up a little bit, but the initial thought process come from certain people. And we want them to, we're not plagiarists, okay? We want them to have the knowledge that that they brought forth that thought process, okay? Now, we're back into Toronto Basics, the making of income. The body is your slave. Wow, we're just about out of time here. So, the body is your slave, and you are the master. The 1% is doing everything in their power to gain control over your slave. All of the income you generate over your journey on the planet comes from you controlling your slave. That's right. You will always be a slave master. You will always be in a slave master relationship. Question is, who are you going to allow control over your slave? And that's what the fight is all about. Been this way for 2,000 years. Everybody wants control over your slave because the incorporeal energy, that Elohim inside, can't do anything on the physical plane without being in a physical body, without that physical form. It gets a little tricky, all right? Okay? So there's some questions that you have to ask yourself, but we're out of time right now, so we're going to end this broadcast, okay? With a closing assertion, and we will be dealing with you tomorrow. We'll talk tomorrow. Tomorrow's windy, so we're going to be dealing with politics tomorrow. So those of you who are into politics, join us tomorrow, and we'll be talking about politics, okay? All right, hit the wrong button here. Okay. That's the button I want right here. Okay. with that, we're going to do a closing assertion, and then we will talk some more tomorrow, okay? I have walked the path of divine energy today and did not break the universal law of reap what you sow. All energy went out for a divine purpose, and I will reap what I have sown this day. All that I have put out, I eagerly embrace its return. So let it be written, so let it be done. And with that, I will talk to you again tomorrow, okay? Much love. Remember, love is the act that makes us feel good, okay?